Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it won't be orange skies, but you may have trouble breathing today.
Air quality alerts are in effect through midnight tonight for higher levels of ozone. This is mainly for those who are especially sensitive to higher pollution levels. The effects can be aggravated by the heat that's going to build today as well. We're starting the day with temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above historical averages, and temperatures peak close to 90 around the area this afternoon. We may finish the day with an isolated gusty thunderstorm, mainly north and west of the city. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zayer on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, city health officials are giving a heads up specifically to those who are over 65, under 14, pregnant, work outdoors, or have a pre-existing health condition. What is happening in Bushwick, just blocks from the 83rd precinct? At least 8 police cars were set on fire. Let's go to the scene for our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, a pretty active scene here as well. Fire marshals are here along with the police at DeKalb Avenue near Central here in Bushwick, where there's a lot here. I'm guessing the size of maybe 50 feet by 100 where police vehicles are kept. They're parked in here. Some are marked cars, others are unmarked cars. But again, this is where the fires broke out last night, as you mentioned, not far from the 83rd precinct. The blaze 1:30 this morning is when the FDNY called about fires in the lot. And we're being told, as you mentioned, 8 NYPD vehicles. They are marked and unmarked cars, including a van that were damaged or destroyed. Nobody injured. And again, the fire was put out pretty quickly. As we mentioned, the fire marshals are here. What's going to be important, obviously, is the reviewing surveillance footage, a number of cameras within yards of this, so they're looking at that. Now, could it possibly have any connection to the ongoing protests in recent days against ICE and the NYPD is unclear at this point. The NYPD just calling this right now suspicious. We will keep you updated. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the scene in Bushwick.
More than 70 people arrested in New York City last night as a second round of demonstrations took place near Grand Central and downtown at Foley Square.
Immigrant families and their supporters making their voices heard in Foley Square.
Down, down with deportation.
Melissa says she's a lawyer pushing back hard against ICE and federal immigration crackdowns.
So many people who can't come out and even do this because they're terrified of being snatched up.
But for Dahlia, the fight is personal.
It's my family, it's my patients that I take care of that are good people. We contribute much more to this country as immigrants and children of immigrants.
The crowd standing just feet away from federal immigration court officers and saying they're prepared to come out each and every day until the deportations stop here in the city and throughout the country. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Foley Square.
On Saturday, major demonstrations are planned around the country, including here in New York for what's being dubbed No King's Day. That will coincide with the military parade in Washington marking the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army on what also happens to be President Trump's birthday. Going into tonight's debate on New York One, some good news for Zohran Mamdani. For the first time, he is in the lead in a new poll in the race for the Democratic nomination for mayor. Andrew Cuomo has topped the polls since he entered the race, but now Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, beat him in this survey 35% to 31%. It was done by Public Policy Polling, and actually a survey for Democrat Justin Brannan's city controller campaign. Primary day is June 24th. A mixed verdict in the Harvey Weinstein retrial. He was convicted of sexually assaulting a former production assistant, but found not guilty of attacking another woman. But the jury is not yet done. They have yet to come to an agreement on whether Weinstein raped Jessica Mann, the actress who also had a consensual relationship with him, and says it was the imbalance of power and manipulation that kept her with him. Governor Hochul in D.C. this morning to testify before the House Oversight Committee about sanctuary city policies. It comes as New York state lawmakers face pressure to pass New York for All, a bill that would limit collaboration between state and local law enforcement and immigration authorities. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Minnesota's Tim Walz will also be testifying today. Some jury drama in the Diddy case.
The trial has been moving along at a quick pace. Witnesses called, evidence produced, but prosecutors made a surprising ask. They want juror number six removed, citing a lack of candor with the court. No further explanation given. The defense objected, calling that a thinly veiled effort to dismiss a black juror. The judge said he'll hear from both sides in writing before making a decision. Afterward, the defense continued its cross-examination of the woman going by the name of Jane, as they pointed out numerous instances where she saw Sean Diddy Combs when they did not have marathon sex sessions. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All the crazy cat people like me are going to be watching what happens at City Hall.
Who doesn't love a bodega and who doesn't love a bodega cat?
But technically, they're not allowed under health department rules, but they are there. And so council member Keith Powers is introducing a bill to make the New York bodega cat legit.
We're talking about a new certification program with the Department of Health where we would give them free vaccinations, do other services to make sure that they are up to speed and in compliance, and that way there's nothing to worry about.
The move was actually spearheaded online by the IG account Bodega Cats in New York. Power says he saw it and thought, yeah, that's a good idea. The DEA, ATF, and FBI all on the scene in Newark.
Over two dozen people arrested for trafficking guns, fentanyl, heroin, and crack cocaine. Alina Hava, the interim U.S. attorney for the state of New Jersey, says several people were arrested that were affiliated with the Bloods gang.
Worked together to deal drugs in and around the Kretschmer homes. This is a public housing complex designed to house Newark's elderly population.
Cheryl Ortiz, special agent in charge of the DEA New Jersey Field Division, says through wiretaps, surveillance footage, and undercover police work, they found 30 people were involved in this drug and gun trafficking operation.
That's enough fentanyl to kill 500,000 people.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Newark.
The Upper West Side Arts Center formally served eviction papers this week. They have been housed at the West Park Presbyterian Church on West 86th Street since 2016, but it is slated for demolition. And a lower court ruled last month that the center no longer had an active lease at the site. Center Executive Director Debbie Hirschman spoke to 1010 Winds.
It's disappointing that we've reached this point in the process. Our hopes were to find a path with the church so that we could both help meet their needs and continue to be the center at West Park.
She says no matter where they eventually land, they are committed to presenting affordable and accessible arts programming in New York City. The organizers of Anne Frank, the exhibition, which is currently on display near Union Square, are commemorating what would have been her 96th birthday by giving away both free tickets and free books. Anne Frank House advisor Michael Glickman.
We decided that as a way to both celebrate that moment, but also to help ensure that that message that Anne imparted on us through her diary, we're starting to distribute over the summer 10,000 free copies of the diary.
The giveaway is in conjunction with the New York City Library System, Bank of America, and the UJA Federation. This morning, they will be at the Dream Charter School at 2nd Avenue and East 102nd Street. Then at noon, they'll be in Union Square Park. You can learn more about the exhibit at annefrankexhibit.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.